Warmer temperatures are headed back into the region, and it looks like as they come, we're going to have to deal with some more snow. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. It looks like this change in weather will begin tonight. But for today, we've got a strong surface high pressure center that is present and anchored over the region. That's keeping the temperatures down, giving us a beautiful sunny day, though. Light and variable winds are prevalent across the region as well. It's not terrible out there. Probably the best thing that we can suggest is just stay warm for a little while longer, and the warmer air will eventually catch up with us. Temperatures right now are running mostly in the positive and negative single digits across the region. Like I said, light and variable winds and some sunshine is quite abundant across the region. Now tonight, we'll see increased cloud cover, especially near the Missouri River. And by the time we get to dawn tomorrow, precipitation will be pushing into the eastern Dakotas. This system is right now way out in eastern Montana and far western South Dakota, but as we get into the night, it will come eastward. This system will have mostly snow slated for us, but if you're near the Missouri River, you will probably see enough warmth tomorrow that there will be a little bit of rain mixed in with it as well. Now, for the eastern parts of our region, I don't think we'll see any rain, because as that system comes to the east, it'll arrive at night after the temperatures have cooled down, and that will translate into mostly a snow event. The snow accumulations are likely to run from a trace upwards to 2 or 3 inches. Now, there may be a pocket or two that gets a little bit more, but that should be the general rule. Those areas that get the rain will probably come up with the shortest amount of snowfall. Just be aware, this will begin overnight tonight in the eastern Dakotas and spread eastward during the afternoon tomorrow, and we'll likely see the precipitation ending from west to east Saturday night into Sunday morning. There will be another chance for some snow in parts of the region as we get into Monday and early on Tuesday morning, but it does not look like that event will be nearly as significant. A dusting to, maybe a short inch will be possible at that time. We do expect temperatures to warm, and the afternoon temperatures today will still be cold. We're going to be stuck today just simply because the high pressure system is right on top of us. But as we go forward into the day Saturday, we'll see temperatures in the teens and 20s with some 30s in the central parts of the Dakotas. And on Sunday, everybody will be in the 20s and 30s. On Monday, we'll see a little bit of a setback with that little frontal system with some teens and 20s for the region. Low temperatures tomorrow morning will be in the negative teens and negative single digits, but it will be the last of such days for a while. After that, the temperatures are likely to warm up at night, and single digits and teens will occur for a while, maybe something a little bit warmer during the middle of next week. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.